WRTI's Susan Lewis profiles Nary Ward. His art, which includes found objects, expresses the complexity of cultural identity.
Dressed in a pink shirt and straw hat, like a musician in a Mento band, the artist poses in a photograph next to a large houseplant. But oddly, both have just been watered.
I like the mystery that this character had and how displaced.
Jamaican artist Nary Ward moved to New York in his early teens.
The reason why I honed in on the houseplant is this idea of not having roots, being in a place that's not necessarily endemic to your origin, at the same time fragile but still resilient and surviving.
Mystery and transformation figure prominently in Ward's work. Foam, old battery canisters, and mango seeds become towering snowmen-shaped sculptures called mango tourists. Oven pans and scorched baseball bats become a giant shining mural called Iron Heavens. A frequent medium, found objects from the street.
Primarily because I want to figure out how to have a conversation with the viewer. They haven't experienced this thing. They think they know this thing. And my job is to take them on a journey with it and maybe take them into a space they don't know and see the thing differently.
A fan of reggae, Ward finds commonality between his art and music.
When I think about how to change something, I think about repetition. And then I also think about what can contradict that repetition. I think about that visual rhythm of the work, and for me that's aligned with music.
Nary Ward's work has been shown at the Guggenheim, the Whitney Biennial, and other major venues in the U.S. and Europe.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.